For KBIA News, I'm AJ Feather. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon is urging lawmakers to sustain his line item vetoes on $144 million in spending items. Nixon says the state cannot afford the additional spending. The items Nixon vetoed include increases in payment rates for mental health care providers and nursing homes, school safety grants, and utility bill subsidies for low-income residents. Nixon said some of the items were worthwhile, but he criticized lawmakers for others, such as $500,000 to try to control invasive Asian carp. If the legislature overrides the vetoes next week when they return to the Capitol, Nixon would still have an opportunity to block the money by putting a freeze on spending. The attorneys of Missouri death row inmate Earl Ringo Jr. are asking Governor Nixon to halt the execution of Ringo, citing concerns that race was a factor in Ringo's conviction and death sentence. Ringo, who is black, was convicted of killing two people in a Columbia restaurant robbery in 1998. Attorney Kay Parrish says Ringo was tried by a white judge and sentenced to death by an all-white jury. Her request to Nixon also asks the governor to appoint an independent board of inquiry to examine the role race played in the case. Ringo is scheduled to die by injection Wednesday, September 10th. He would be the ninth Missouri inmate executed since November. City officials in Ferguson, Missouri, are pledging their full cooperation with a federal civil rights investigation into their police department by the United States Justice Department. The investigation follows the death of 18-year-old Michael Brown, a black man who was shot and killed by a white officer on August 9th. Attorney General Eric Holder announced the investigation today at a news conference in Washington. The North St. Louis County City issued a two-paragraph written statement vowing to be transparent and forthright as they, quote, continue the process of earning back the trust of our residents and our neighbors in the St. Louis region. The statement also notes that city officials have already met with Justice Department community mediators several times since the shooting. A Georgia man pleaded guilty today to receiving $2.3 million in tax refunds from several states by using identities he stole from dead people. The U.S. Attorney's Office says 40-year-old Ciaran Rivers pleaded guilty to wire fraud, identity theft, and conspiracy. Rivers admitted to receiving $547,000 from the state of Missouri using fraudulent tax returns. Using the same scheme, he collected refunds from Kansas, Oklahoma, Connecticut, and 13 other states. Rivers did this by obtaining personal information on people who had died. Then he used that information on state tax returns, to which he added false information about employment and wages earned. Rivers faces up to 60 years in prison. For KBIA News, I'm AJ Feather.